Harper Audio presents American Titan, Searching for John Wayne, by Mark Elliott. Read by Pete Larkin. It's just like I always said, that John Wayne, an actor, was more important to the mass psyche than any single American president. His longevity, his penetration, all of that ultimately has affected how human beings behave, what choices they make, who they think they are, more than any straight pragmatic political action and groupthink. Jack Nicholson, Vanity Fair, August 1986. Prologue. If I had known this was all it would take, I'd have put that eye patch on 40 years ago. John Wayne. On April 7th, 1970, the night of the 42nd presentation of the Academy Awards, Hollywood's annual celebration of industrial strength and narcissism, film's elite gathered at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion in downtown Los Angeles to honor the pictures, actors, directors, cinematographers, screenwriters, and other skilled artists and technicians that were chosen by the Academy's voting members as the best of the previous year. John Wayne, nominated for his performance in Henry Hathaway's True Grit, faced strong competition. Richard Burton in Charles Jarrett's Anne of the Thousand Days, a star vehicle for the hugely popular Burton and the odds-on favorite in Vegas, Dustin Hoffman for his scarily brilliant work in John Schlesinger's blistering Midnight Cowboy, John Voight in the same film for his poignant depiction of innocence corrupted, and the magnificent Peter O'Toole, sorrowfully wasted in the cringeworthy No Chance musical version of Goodbye, Mr. Chips, directed by Herbert Ross. Three significant events took place that evening. The first was the official acceptance of late bloomer Jack Nicholson.